You know, when you picture the perfect Australian coastal home, you probably imagine, like, stepping out onto a beautiful, weathered timber deck.
Yeah.
Or maybe a sprawling natural stone patio, right? It's that whole seamless indoor-outdoor living
Oh,
dream.
absolutely. I mean, it looks incredible in a magazine, but the reality of maintaining those organic materials against the harsh elements, especially right on the coast, is just a totally different story.
Yeah, okay, let's unpack this. Because the core clash here is something, well, really anyone with a backyard understands. We love the organic look of natural wood and stone, but Sydney's humid, salty coastal climate just absolutely destroys them.
Right, it eats them alive.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into the sudden dominance of porcelain tiles and pavers in modern Australian design. We're looking at some fascinating source material from a supplier called Hunter Pavers, and we're going to explore how, like, extreme engineering is solving this ancient architectural headache.
Yeah, and to really understand why porcelain outperforms those traditional materials, we have to look at how it's made, which is honestly a surprisingly violent process.
Violence. Wait, how so?
Well, what's fascinating here is a structural transformation called vitrification.
Vitrification. Wait, vitri like glass. So we're actually turning this stuff into glass.
Exactly. Yeah, porcelain isn't just, mud baked in the sun. It is a highly specific, refined blend of clay, feldspar, and silica.
Okay, I'm with you.
And when you fire those elements at extreme temperatures, I'm talking exceeding 1200 degrees Celsius, the silica literally melts.
Wow, 1200 degrees.
Right, so it melts and it fills in all the microscopic gaps in the clay. It transforms the whole structure into this dense, glass-like matrix.
So it's less like baking a standard clay brick and more like forging a man-made diamond in a volcano, which I guess explains why it doesn't need to be sealed.
That is exactly what happens, yeah. And the defining metric for how long a material lasts outdoors is water absorption. Because of that volcano-level forging, this porcelain has a water absorption rate of less than 0.5%.
Wait, 0.5%. How does that compare to, say, standard ceramic tiles or even natural stone?
Oh, it's night and day. I mean, ceramic tiles generally absorb over 3%, and natural stone is naturally full of tiny capillaries and microscopic hollows. So moisture, salt, and dirt just travel right through it.
Oh, so that's why stone requires that constant, super expensive chemical sealing.
Exactly. But porcelain simply doesn't have those capillaries. That glass-like density also makes it completely hypoallergenic and, highly scratch resistant.
Okay, I'm following the science, and I get how this forged density uniquely solves the hazards of a harsh outdoor environment. But I have to push back here.
Sure, go ahead.
Wait, if this stuff is fired to be super dense and almost glass-like, wouldn't it be dangerously slippery around a wet pool?
Ugh, that is a very logical question. This is where the manufacturing process physically adapts the material to the environment.
Oh, so they change it for outdoors.
Yeah, outdoor porcelain pavers aren't polished smooth like an indoor kitchen tile. Before the filing process, they stamp and engineer a physical texture right into the surface of the slab.
Ah, I see. So the grip is permanently baked into the structure to meet those strict Australian anti-slip safety standards.
Precisely. And that impervious glass-like shield we talked about, it does a lot more than just stop water.
What else does it do?
Well, unlike natural stone or timber, these porcelain pavers are completely UV resistant. They are color fast, meaning the chemical bonds won't break down and fade under the harsh Australian sun.
That's huge for fading.
Yeah, and also because they lack those tiny internal capillaries, pool chemicals and salt literally have nowhere to penetrate. They just sit on the surface harmlessly.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting for anyone walking barefoot in January. The source notes they actually stay cooler underfoot than many natural stones. Why is that?
It comes down to thermal mass and that lack of porosity.
Okay, thermal mass.
Right, because the vitrification process creates such a dense reflective shield, the pavers don't absorb and hold on to the sun's ambient heat the way thick, porous natural stone does.
Oh, wow. So they just sort of bounce the heat off?
Essentially, yes, they dissipate the heat much faster, so the thermal mass remains cooler under bare feet.
So when you look at the economics of this, say you're planning a backyard reno, the math gets really interesting.
It really does.
According to the data from Hunter Pavers, who are a relatively young supplier catering to everyone from high-end architects to, weekend DIYers, these highly engineered options start at around $30 per square meter.
Right, and because the material is so structurally resilient, requiring almost no maintenance beyond just basic sweeping and mopping, it typically comes backed by a 10 to 20-year warranty.
So you're effectively buying your weekends back. No more power washing and sealing the deck every summer.
Exactly. You get your time back.
Which brings us to a really interesting crossroads to leave you with today.
Yeah, it's a big question.
Right. If humans can now engineer affordable materials that perfectly mimic the organic beauty of natural stone, but, drastically outperform it structurally against the element.
Will authentic natural stone soon become a completely obsolete building material?
Exactly. Like, might we see it relegated only to historical restorations?
It's definitely a strong possibility.
It's something to think about the next time you step out onto a perfectly pristine volcano-forged patio.